KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer and Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:13 in Atlantic, we have a mostly clear sky. It's currently 60 degrees. We look for it to be mostly sunny today with a high near 80, winds north to east at around 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting beginning today at 9 a.m. at the Greenfield Courthouse Courtroom. On their agenda is a reading of the letter with regard to the solar panel ordinance, an update from the floodplain administrator, and updates and or discussion with regard to COVID-19. At around 9:15 a.m., there will be a public hearing on the fiscal year 21 Adair County budget amendment, followed by action on a resolution approving that budget as amended. And then at around 9:20, County Treasurer Brenda Wallace will talk about employee resignation along with a new hire process. Now, note the courtroom will be available for the board meeting and the public, and they will be allowed to attend in person, but attendance from the public will be limited to 21 people to allow for social distancing. The conference room phone will continue to be in use for persons who cannot attend in person. That can be accessed by calling area code 605-313-6157, and when you're prompted, use access code 526-272-POUND. The first person to announce a bid for title of mayor in Atlantic has thrown his hat into the ring. Pat McCurdy said he'll be a candidate for the position during the November 2nd city and school elections. The Cass County Auditor's Office said candidates for city school elections may begin filing their nomination papers from August 23rd through September 16th. Last week, current Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones announced he will not be running for re-election. Jones has been the mayor of Atlantic since 2010. Previously, he was an Atlantic City Councilman at large from 1996 to 2010. Now, McCurdy took out his nomination papers for circulation on Monday.
I feel that we have challenges ahead of us, and I think I'm the person to help lead the city in these challenges.
He says Atlantic has so much going for it in terms of the hospital, schools, the N.W. Wickman Center, and the Crown Jewel, which is the Parks and Rec system, he said. But there are always areas that need improvement in any community, and Atlantic is no exception.
I feel, you know, part of the government's role is local government is to have a safe, clean, user-friendly environment for people to live, work, and play in. And I would put our police and fire department up against anybody's. And on the clean part, we're working diligently and tirelessly, Chris Erickson is, to address these blighted properties. It's just sad that we have the situation, but we need to get our city cleaned up.
McCurdy said he feels the main job of a mayor is to be an ambassador for the city. He says he'll run on a platform calling for people, jobs, and a clean, safe environment.
We have a lot to be proud of, but our biggest challenge facing us, I used to think if we had more high-paying jobs, it'd be great, everything else would fall in place. Well, we need that, obviously, but we have some good-paying jobs going unfilled right now because we lack people to fill those jobs. How do we at least stem the tide of declining population? That is a tough, tough question that I would tackle any way I could. It's feasible.
And in 2018, McCurdy made a bid to run for the Cass County Board of Supervisors, but he lost that race to Mark O'Brien. Pat McCurdy is currently an Atlantic City Councilman serving the citizens of the 3rd Ward. He had been appointed to that seat in June of 2019 following the resignation in May of that same year of councilperson Ashley Hayes, who had moved out of the ward. In November of 2019, McCurdy won the general election for the seat, having no opposition. He served as past president of the Cass Atlantic Development Corporation and is the owner of McCurdy Investments. Pat McCurdy has served on numerous boards, committees, and organizations. Well, Cass County Health System reports Cass County Board of Health Chairman Dr. Gerald Wessels, DVM, was recognized on Monday for 51 years of service on the Cass County Board of Health. And the doctor serving on the local Board of Health is an honorable and noteworthy task, and to do that for 51 years is astonishing. CCHS says they can't thank Dr. Wessels enough for his dedication to the health of Cass County residents and support of Cass County Public Health. That according to Beth Olson, Cass County Public Health Director, who said, "We were unable to safely celebrate Dr. Wessels in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic." Olson says, "We are especially thankful for today that we now get to celebrate 51 years." Again, that took place on Monday. Local health boards are responsible for public health in their jurisdiction. They support the local public health vision, mission, and encourage community involvement in setting public health priorities. Now, the Cass County Board of Health consists of 5 members, Dr. Gerald Wessels, Betty Johnston, Gary Dinkla, Mary Strong, and Cass County Board of Supervisors Representative Mark O'Brien. Well, the Atlantic Police Department reports two arrests and two citations. Last Saturday, 59-year-old Donald Rose was cited into court for OWI first offense, and 45-year-old Ezra Sedina of Atlantic was cited for simple assault. Both were released at the scene with their citations. On May 20th, 41-year-old Richard Kesey of Atlantic was arrested for OWI first offense. And on the 21st, 45-year-old Lindsay Pellet of Atlantic was arrested for OWI first offense. Both subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail and later released. Police in Creston report Tuesday afternoon that a man was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear on several prior charges. Authorities say 32-year-old Kyle W. Anderson of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on the FTA warrant on charges of harassment in the first degree, carrying weapons, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, three counts possession of a controlled substance first offense, and three counts of a controlled substance violation. Anderson was being held at the Union County Jail on a $3,000 cash-only bond. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.